Welcome to Microsoft's Insurance Corner with your presenters, Steve Walker, Cloud and AI Platform Specialist at Microsoft.
And I'm Heather Haley, Insurance Account CTO at Microsoft. With this series, we aim to cut through the noise to bring you practical insight on the Microsoft technologies reshaping the insurance sector. From agentic AI to data platforms, developer experience, security, and the future of underwriting and claims.
This series is designed to give leaders and practitioners clear, actionable perspectives you can take straight back into your organization. No hype, just real conversations, real expertise, and real value. Thank you for joining us. Let's get into today's discussion. And Heather, we were joined with Chris Green today, and he brought, I thought, a very interesting and personal opinion and perspective on the bereavement process within insurance and financial services at large.
Yes, exactly. I have to admit, I was very impressed by both his professional perspective, but also his personal one. He managed to bring the whole segment and the whole customer journey to life, and that was really powerful.
Yeah, we get into a good discussion around about what the future holds. So there's some good stuff cooking on the horizon when it comes to the government, like this Tell Us Once scheme, for example. That sounds very, very exciting indeed. But we also dove into how AI and how Microsoft are able to support this journey going forward. And I thought it was quite an interesting episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to sharing it with everyone.
Let's go. Today's guest is Chris Green. Chris, thank you for being on the podcast today. Welcome.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here with you, so thank you.
No, you are more than welcome. Do you want to take just a couple of minutes to introduce yourself and say hi to everyone?
Absolutely, yeah. Good morning, everyone. So my name is Chris Green. I'm what we call an account technology strategist or an account CTO here in Microsoft, looking after financial services accounts. I've been in the role for nearly 10 years. Four of that was in the insurance market, looking after some of the kind of the major kind of retail and life and pensions insurance organizations. But now I look after one of the kind of UK leading kind of high street banks, which includes an insurance arm as part of it as well.
Fantastic. And I know, Chris, you're doing some really exciting things at the moment in the life and pensions space, which is why we're very excited to have you on the podcast today. If you don't mind, would you walk us through sort of the problems you're trying to solve, the challenges that we're facing in that space?
Sure.
We'd love to dive in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we got approached by the bank, around about 12 months ago, in terms of supporting them with the processes around life assurance, around bereavement, kind of particularly. Obviously, it's a very difficult area, and it's a very emotional area for a lot of people who go through this. I know, Steve, you know, we've chatted before that you went through this last year. I went through this last year with a family member in terms of, you know, the burden of kind of processing a lot of these things falls on the bereaved. So at a particularly emotional, fragile point, people are, trying to kind of make claims on life assurance policies that they're not entirely sure, does their loved one who's passed away even have a policy? So there's a lot of things that are, kind of wrapped up into this. And what we're really looking at is actually how can technology, start to take away some of that burden on the bereaved. Now, what's really interesting, I think, in this process is that, it's actually the kind of the process in terms of how long it takes depends on the policy that the person has. So if you're doing things like the guaranteed over 50s plans, for example, the processing time is roughly, within 20 days. But typically those are smaller sums. It's a much quicker process. For things like the, kind of individual life terms or the kind of the full life terms where it's a lot more complicated, the average time to process that is kind of somewhere between 53 to 122 days.
Wow.
So that's a massive kind of period of time. I'm really looking in terms of why is it that it takes so long, and actually how can technology speed up that process? Now, whilst it takes a really long time, what's really interesting is that actually, the success rates in terms of those life assurance claims being paid out is really high. It's consistently high. It's like 96%, is the average. Individual organizations, typically somewhere between 97 and 99% of these claims do get paid out. So really, it's around looking at what are the pinch points, what are the blockers, and really, where can we support on that? And some of the things that we've discovered, and especially as the process as it is at the moment, we've already talked about, you know, the process, it's very reactive, you know, so it relies on the person who is bereaved, ringing up an insurer, ringing up a financial services organization and stating the fact that, you know, such and such has passed away. Do they have a policy? You know, is there existing, you know, is that customer known to us? Who is that person who's ringing up? There's a whole load of checks that need to take place. So there's checks along the lines of, you know, the person who's passed away, does, you know, what's their policy? Does their policy match what they've done? What medical information is needed to be able to support the fact? So things like cause of death is a key area that needs to get checked. Where does that information come from? Do we know the person? Is there a beneficiary listed on the policy? You know, that's actually one of those areas where sometimes there isn't. So then it opens up things like having to go through probate, you know, to actually be able to kind of prove that that person is the person who is going to be receiving the money. So all of those checks kind of stand in the way.
Yeah, and the probate process can take a very, very long time indeed, can't it? And I think it's a case of communicating, giving regular updates. It's what you'd expect, I think, if you are, like you said, bereaved and you're going through this process. Yeah, to be kept in the loop is a very, very important thing indeed.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's overlooked as well is that it may be that the bereaved doesn't have an account or a policy with this particular organization. This would be their one and only interface perhaps with them. So it's possibly a chance to either convince them that they're a decent organization, or if the experience doesn't go particularly smoothly, it could end up negatively impacting the reputation of that brand.
It absolutely could. And, you know, having gone through this, is the reliance on the bereaved to actually contact every organization, you know, that the person who has passed away, you know, did have a policy or an account with. And sometimes that process, even within an organization, is really fragmented. So, you know, you need to have a death certificate for every account that, you know, that person had to be able to prove to that organization. Now, if you're sending that several times to the same organization, which, you know, in the worst case scenario could happen, then that's really not a good experience. So actually, what can be done in terms of that improvement to say, almost tell us once, you know, so tell us once that this person has passed away. And actually, how does that then get shared out, you know, between the rest of that organization to make that process as seamless as possible? And the whole kind of intent, especially when you were just talking, Steve, in terms of, you know, making it less reliant on the person who's bereaved, is how can you make this process less reactive, more proactive? So it becomes more of a question of, yeah, we understand that this has happened. We're really sorry. Actually, this is where we are in the process. This is what we are looking to do to try and make this as easy as possible. And the fact that most of these, you know, most of the claims, the vast majority of the claims get paid out, it's really around just proving the different policy steps or the different steps that need to take place just to kind of get to that payment stage, which a lot of the time is inevitable. And organizations, I think, are a lot more moving towards how much of that can we actually pass through 95% of that just to be a automated process, you know, so actually where you're focusing your time is on the 5%, whether there is a question mark around, you know, the policy details, or, you know, there might be some detailed medical information that's required, but that is the exception rather than the rule.
Remember, you can get in touch with the show on LinkedIn. We'd love to hear from you with feedback, thoughts, and even suggestions for the future episodes. Now back to the show.
Love that. Chris, it sounds like this has been an incredibly manual process to date for a lot of banks and insurers to manage. Obviously, AI is quite a big opportunity. This seems to be the number one buzzword as at the moment. What do you think the AI opportunity is around this process, or not necessarily AI, actually? I think we tend to go straight to AI and we miss scenarios around automation and the role of data. Would love to hear your perspective and what you think the improvement areas could be.
I think there's a number of things. And I think the point that you actually just hit on, you know, really well there, and something that Steve had mentioned, is that it's not really the banks who are, or the financial services organizations that are struggling with the process. I would say it's probably the bereaved at this point, because they're the ones who are having to initiate it. They're the ones who are having to gather the information. They're the ones who are either having to get the death certificates or trying to gather the information from you know, the GP, you know, on a medical report, that kind of thing. So there's things like that around how actually could you make that process easier. Once you've got access to that information, be that a process, you know, claim form or medical information, you absolutely could use document intelligence to be able to gather the information from that. You can use it, you know, AI to be able to verify who a person is, you know, using a passport image or using a, you know, a driver's license image to be able to gather the information. That's really key. So there's already kind of work going on in that space, I would say. You know, there are organizations that are already looking at what they can do. We're certainly interested in doing that as well. I have box capabilities within our stack to be able to do that. But the point you raised around, is it AI or is it, you know, intelligent automation, actually, I think is a really key point, that actually a lot of this you could automate. Now, whether that is, you know, passing information through from one part of the financial services organization into another to say, right, we've received this notification of loss. Do we know this customer? Is this customer known to us elsewhere in the bank? That's a, you know, there's a certain amount of AI in that, but a lot of that is really process automation and going, right, okay, yep, we do. We can check this against our, you know, master customer information. We know this person exists. What information do you need? Name, date of birth, postcode, you know, is the minimal perhaps amount that you need. Yep, we know who that is. Therefore, we can now start to process that in another part of the bank, like in the retail part, for example, or, you know, on a mortgage or kind of similar. So there's those different steps. And what we're looking at doing at the moment is almost the end to end. We've talked a lot about the point where, you know, the bereavement has happened. There's bit there around, okay, how do you provide access to that information easier? I talked about Tell Us Once. There is a government service called Tell Us Once, which, you know, has got an API connected to it where you subscribe to. And that will tell you, you know, eventually that somebody has kind of passed away. There's certain things that are in there. What it doesn't provide access to are things like the medical reports. You know, so that's still very much, you know, protected and as it should be. But what point, you know, can you start to gather that information? Actually, for a lot of the processes that go through, do you need that medical information? Getting that notification of this person has passed away as a notification to kick off the process internally might be enough. That when the bereaved person then rings up to say, you know, this person has passed away, there could be very much more a proactive, yes, we know, we're very sorry about it, this is what we're doing about it. And I think, so definitely areas where AI can support, but also a lot of things that you could be doing from an automation perspective, especially throughout the life cycle of that claim, from the point where the claim is taken out. So the onboarding process, when the customer, you know, makes that, takes out the policy in the first place, what could you do there, through to the triage of it, all the way through to payment. So I think, yeah, technology absolutely has a role to play.
Yeah, I remember when I went through this, it was back in 2020, the amount of times I had to repeat myself, and there was data that was, they had half the data, but parts of it were missing. And again, it was just having to, it felt like I was typing this in the same form lots and lots of times with lots of different organizations.
And I think that's, I mean, if you were to look at that in a single organization, and I think it's difficult when it's multiple organizations because you get into the IP of each of those different orgs. But okay, using AI within a call, within a phone call, you know, to be able to kind of gather the information that the customer is telling you at the point that they're telling you, you know, recording that in the background, then being able to process that, kind of pass that through a different part of the bank or centralize that. So actually you've got that information that another part of the organization can then call on. I think it's hugely valuable. You know, so it's not reliant on one system, it's actually being federated out across.
Heather and I have got some great ideas for episodes lined up in the future. So remember to subscribe to Insurance Corner wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to the show. In terms of reporting a bereavement, what have you seen in terms of, I guess I think I know the answer to this, right? You would probably want to speak to a human and you rely, still rely on contact centres and picking up the phone. But is there any appetite, have you seen from the organisations you work with, to try and digitise that at all? What's the, are people expectations changing in terms of being able to report bereavements?
Yeah, I think there are. I think there's a lot of things are going app. I mean, you know, especially from a retail bank perspective, you know, it's less about branch, it's more about online, it's more about the app capability. And you're right, I think for that, you probably still want to talk to somebody. There is a question mark at the moment, I would say, in terms of how proactive are you with those comms. So if you've received notification that somebody has passed away and it's not the bereaved who's kind of rung up, is it okay, is it ethical almost to reach out to them proactively if you know who they are to say, you know, right, we understand this has happened? Probably not at the moment. You know, I think that's probably too much of an intrusion. But having a note on there that when they do ring up the contact centre already has awareness of it and can say, yeah, like I say, it becomes far more empathetic. So it's not the first time they've heard it. They do understand it and they know. So there is definitely a shift, going back to the question, of moving more to an app or an online portal where you can start to process that. I think it'll then be down to the individual, obviously. What we are seeing is, especially at that onboarding stage, how could that be processed, you know, better? Could you do that through an app? And absolutely you could. You know, it's the same as opening any kind of account. Right, okay, who are you? Are you already known to us? What information do we need from you to be able to create a claim? What medical information do we need from you? All of that, you could very much see that being automated through an app, through an online portal, where you've got a chatbot kind of capability to be able to do that, rather than having to rely on or getting the bottleneck of speaking to a new policy creator through a human. And it's an interesting one in terms of one of the other challenges I think that life insurance organisations have is training, recruiting claims assessors. You know, there's a big backlog, I would say, in that space. And typically it takes, you know, 3 to 6 months to train staff on that claims process. It kind of extends to 12 months if you want to get full proficiency. And there's a lot of challenge. There's a lot of kind of, not fighting, but challenge for resources in that space. Again, it becomes that, is that an area that AI or technology could start to remove that burden? That actually, okay, those claims processors, those claims assessors are focusing on those 5%, which are really important, or there's kind of challenges around exactly how the person passed away or against the policy, and actually the rest of it is completely automated and you could get an AI kind of process to be able to do that. It removes that constraint on the on that recruitment and training of those claims processes.
Yeah. Just thinking out loud, team, you both obviously mentioned that you've gone through this process yourself quite recently. Do you think there's a benefit in having some personal choice around that interaction with these financial service organizations? So do you think if you had a choice, you would have preferred to engage with an app versus a person? Do you think there's some potential opportunity there to explore different channels that would give each individual, depending on how they grieve, for example, a choice in that matter?
I can go first on that one. I think there is I'm not going to say it's generational. I definitely think it's down to the individual. I didn't go through it personally. I was supporting others who were going through that process. And I think probably the biggest challenge or the biggest concern was the number of times it needed to be repeated. And I think, you know, Steve has kind of said this in terms of how many times you have to repeat yourself for different organizations, different accounts. And seeing, you know, my kind of loved one having to go through that in terms of the number of, you know, going to the local council to get multiple copies of a death certificate, which costs X amount each time for each death certificate. There is a certain amount of inefficiency, I would say, to that process. And you go, actually, well, you could do it once. You know, how could you do it once and how could that replicate it across the different organisations so you don't have to keep repeating? I definitely think there is still the element of personal touch, but that very much is down to the individual. I'll let Steve, you know, give his opinion on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I may be a bad example because it was 2020. We all know what happened then and the world was completely turned upside down. And I think, and of course, right, this was essentially pre-AI. So I think my appetite for doing things digitally may very well be different if it was, say, it happened today. But back in 2020, I think, yeah, it was the human touch, right? We did just want the confidence that you'd picked up the phone and that someone had heard you and confirmed that they'd heard you. And yeah, and they will give you a little reassuring message that say, yeah, no, we will, this is what the next steps will be. And yeah, we will be back in touch soon. And if you haven't heard from us, here are the channels that you can reach out to chase.
I think what's really compelling, and I think there is a real desire within the industry, not just within the account that I look after, there's definitely a desire there, but I think there is a wider desire within the industry to make this process better. you know, and to make it less onerous on the bereaved, and to kind of get that process a lot better. If they're paying out, you know, 97 to 99% of the time, you know, it's not about these institutions are, you know, untrustworthy and don't want to pay out the money. They are paying out the money. You know, they're paid out, I think it was like 7.3 billion in 2023 on life insurance. These are large numbers, you know. It's not about controlling that. It's more there are processes in place and they're very much open, looking at ways of maybe, you know, being able to improve that.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. If the folks listening would like to get in touch with you, how's the best way to find you?
So I'm on LinkedIn. I am down as Chris Green. You'll recognise me because I'll be there wearing a black hoodie, which is my standard uniform. You know, it'll be, you know, Chris Green, account CTO. And yet more than happy for people to reach out, you know, ask any questions. You know, I'm, thanks very much for inviting me on today again.
You are more than welcome. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
So there we have it. That was Chris Green. Heather, how did you think the episode went?
I thought it was brilliant. And I just want to take a quick minute, if you don't mind, just to say a thank you to both you and Chris for sharing your personal perspective. I appreciate it's a very emotive conversation, the bereavement journey. And I really thought you and Chris brought it to life by sharing that insight.
Hey, it's look, I would more than happy to share if it looks like this is going to change and transform for the better for all the people who go through it, right? Beside mine was a long time ago. Yeah, it was a very tumultuous time then, but it did highlight some of the inadequacies that were there and how things could be done differently. And I do think that AI is just so ripe to change this kind of stuff. And I think hopefully that episode highlighted it and what Chris was saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what was an interesting perspective with AI in this process was still this need for choice. So obviously in the episode, we talk a little bit around people having the option to pick, you know, like a human representative versus an agent in a sort of fully digital experience as well. And I assume sort of going through that bereavement journey, that's quite a powerful option for these big brands, these big FSI orgs to provide. So it was fabulous to hear the technology ramping up in that regard to support it.
That's right. And what he was saying around about it taking anywhere between 50 to well over 100 days, depending on lots of different factors like the number of beneficiaries. I think that it's just so ripe to be able to bring that down. And it was great to see that, you know, AI will be able to do that. But like you said, don't lose sight of the fact that this is a very emotional time. And to offer people the choice of a human touch versus being able to report it digitally, either way, institutions need to be able to support both journeys and ensure that that is as less stress inducing as possible at their time of need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the final thing I was going to say was, as you mentioned, there is a lot going on in this space. And Chris alluded to a couple of conversations that are happening with the ecosystem. So I'm really looking forward to bringing Chris on to the podcast in the future, where we can sort of talk more openly about how tech is transforming that wider process.
Yeah, I've said before, Chris is welcome back anytime. I think it would be, very valuable to have him back on. Okay, let's leave it there then. So if you folks have enjoyed anything that we have produced, Heather and I, over the last 6 weeks, please, please do leave us a review wherever you find your podcast. It really does help us out. But that's it from us, and we'll see you again soon on Insurance Corner.
Perfect. Take care, everyone.